There are other animals we need to learn about too. Now, Brother Travis Bevins, an elder from the Grand Prairie Patterson Congregation, will consider the next part of this symposium, Learn Courage from Creation, Horses. Have you heard yourself or others say, I'm not meant for this system. I am ready for it to be over. I can't take any more of this. And I'm sure that almost all of us or many of us have felt those sentiments lately. Why is that? It's because we face a huge battle today. And as described earlier in our convention, we read that those spirit creatures, those wicked spirit forces in heavenly places, Satan the devil and his demons, are bent on destroying our relationship with Jehovah. On top of that, we fight our own imperfections. It doesn't matter our age, our responsibility, our gender. We all have things we have to watch out for, and puts a lot of pressure on us and tires us out. But when we look back and we think here's the point, that when we say we're not meant for this, that's actually right. Jehovah didn't mean for us to face these trials. He didn't mean for us to live in a system ruled by Satan. He made a paradise. He didn't mean for us to be imperfect and have all the troubles. He created us perfect. But he put in man a special quality, mankind a special quality, that allows him to be trained and strengthened by him to fight these battles and come off completely victorious. How do we know that? It is part of the lesson that Jehovah taught Job nearing the end of his trial. As if we turn to our Bibles to Job 39, verse 19 to 25, we'll see that Jehovah used horses to teach that lesson. So, Job 39, 19 to 25. First, we're going to see Jehovah describe horses. He's going to describe who made them, who gave them their majestic power. Next, we're going to see Jehovah talking about horses as courageous fighters of warfare. But wait a moment. Jehovah did not originally intend horses to be fighters of warfare. Nevertheless, Jehovah put in horses a physical characteristic that allows or enables humans to be able to train them for this purpose. As we look at the Bible, let's see how Jehovah describes one standing at the battle line, ready to charge the enemy. Starting in verse 19. Are you the one who gives the horse its strength? Do you clothe its neck with a rustling mane? Can you cause it to leap like a locust? Its majestic snorting is terrifying. It paws the ground in the valley and exults mightily. It charges into battle. It laughs at fear and is afraid of nothing. It does not turn back because of the sword. The quiver rattles against it. The spear and the javelin flash. Trembling with excitement, it surges forward. It cannot stand still at the sound of the horn. When the horn blows, it says, "Aha!" It smells the battle from afar and hears the shouting of the commanders and the battle cry. Horses have a natural tendency to run away from danger, not into it. Yet the scripture here shows a much different picture. One of a horse who loves to fight is so excited it's trembling. It's pawing at the ground. You can just imagine the snorting of steam coming out of its nose as it bobbles its head. It's ready to fight. Let's now give our attention to a video presentation regarding the horse. And as we do, take note of how a horse can be trained to be a courageous fighter.
Horses were often used in ancient battles. A charging horse was a powerful weapon. The mere presence of cavalry or chariots on the battlefield was intimidating to opposing armies. However, horses needed training to be effective in battle. horses are not naturally courageous. Without proper training, a horse could be a liability on the battlefield. Why? Because of their keen eyesight and hearing, horses easily become startled. Horses have nearly a 360-degree range of vision. Ancient battlefields were filled with sights that tended to terrify horses. For this reason, ancient warriors sometimes put blinders on horses. Horses have 16 muscles that control each of their ears. They can move their ears to hear sounds more clearly. A horse can hear the sound of danger before a human. The possibility of horses panicking in battle was a constant danger. Ancient armies would deliberately try to frighten their enemies' horses to induce chaos. How was a horse trained for battle? Their trainers exposed the horse to sights and sounds similar to those encountered on the battlefield. Gradually, the horse would overcome its fear. When trained properly, instead of fleeing at the sound of battle, a courageous warhorse would excitedly run towards it.
So the first lesson we can take of how they're trained is that they do not acquire courage automatically. Likewise, we must be trained. Parents, can we take that to heart? Can we use that to expose our children to the sights and sounds of the battlefield in practice sessions? Can we give them the confidence? As one Christian mother stated, we use some of the study time to have practice sessions. These practice sessions helped our children to learn how to defend their faith and prove what they believe is true. It gave them the confidence they needed to handle that challenge, the challenges they faced. So are there situations that we can draw them out? Is our daughter being asked by the coach to join the sports team? Is our son being bullied because of his witnessing? What if our daughter meets someone at the door that's a classmate? These are situations that we can practice and help guide them through. And know this, that Jehovah is so pleased when our young ones take a stand in this system of things. And likewise, as parents, can we show our young ones how we feel? Be generous with commendation. How a parent's reassurance gives confidence to a young one to face the things they have to face in this system. Next, for us all, we need to know our own weaknesses, face them, and study to address them. Paul stated, I pummel my body, and I lead it as a slave. To pummel shows it's not always easy to face our weaknesses, but it is so worthwhile. So give careful attention to times when we fail to show courage. Prayerfully look for guidance to strengthen up those areas, even approaching the elders when necessary. Finally, we saw that the horses or war horses were sometimes equipped with blinders so they could not see the distractions on the battlefield. Brothers and sisters, do not let the sights and sounds of this world distract you in the battle ahead. Stay focused, stay excited for the kingdom, and charge into the battle that now confronts you. Can you see it even now? Jehovah's people are much like the magnificent war horse. In Job, you are pawing the ground, getting ready for the battle. You laugh at fear. You fear nothing, not Satan, not the demons, not our own imperfections. When the horn blows, say, aha! Smell the battle afar and bound forward like locusts. The sounds of your courage will astonish our enemies. Like the war horse and his trainer, it is Jehovah who gives us our strength. And he is going to help you come off completely victorious.